1.
Someone who got the extra mile.
Touching Women Ministries presents Drusilla Crutchfield, teaching creative Christian concepts for today's woman. This program is bringing a message of deliverance, hope, and freedom in today's world through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now with today's program, here is Drusilla Crutchfield.
Praise God, and good morning to you ladies out in the listening audience today. This is September 22nd, a big Monday morning, and we have so much in store for you today. Today I'll be introducing to you a guest speaker. Sister Diane Hollams will be with her in just a moment. Right now, let's turn to God and offer this program to her and the listening audience. Offer this program to God, praise God, and the listening audience to Him, praise God. Father, we just come to You today, and we give You this ministry, Father, and we ask that You bring the convicting Spirit, Father, upon each person who is listening today. Father, I ask that You anoint this program today. Father, that You anoint Sister Diane, that You anoint me, that, Father, that our lips will speak those things that You desire to have us to say, Father, that out there today, that those whose needs must be met, Father, that their hearts will be convicted, Father, they will be open to receiving all that You have to give. Father, we praise You and we thank You. Father, we thank You for being in charge of each day, Father. We thank You for being in charge of our lives, Father, and we commit ourselves to You this day. In Jesus' name, amen. If we look in God's Word to Luke chapter 10, verse 2, we find these words, "Therefore," said He unto them, "the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that He would send forth laborers into His harvest." And I'd like to introduce to you today one of these laborers. We have with us Sister Diane Hollams, who works with Joy Fellowship. Hello, Diane. How are you?
Hi, Drusilla. I'm glad to be here.
Well, praise God. Now, tell me what Joy Fellowship is. I know that there's a meeting tonight, but would you tell us about it? Tell us what is happening and what is Joy Fellowship?
Joy Fellowship is an outreach of Northside Assembly of God here in Crowley, and it's a ladies' meeting, just for ladies. Now, the invitation is to all ladies of our area who would like to come and receive a blessing, who would like to fellowship and maybe meet some new friends and just be around Christians who will uplift them and encourage them. And we meet once a month, usually on the third Monday of the month, and in this case it's the fourth Monday because the first Monday was the first of the month, so we're meeting on the 22nd. We meet at 6:30 in the evening at Northside Assembly of God. We always have a nursery provided for all ages of children, so there's no reason why any lady who really wants to be drawn to the Lord and wants to be around Christian ladies, there's no reason why they couldn't be there. We have finger food served usually after the meeting, have a time of fellowship then, and we always have a ministry time following the meeting.
Well, tell me, suppose I had never been to Northside Assembly before. Suppose I'm a member of another church, or that I just simply don't go to church. Does it matter? Is it all right for me to go on ahead and come, even though I have no intention of coming back to Northside?
Oh, definitely, definitely. The meeting is open, and we encourage this. This is an outreach, an evangelistic outreach to the community through our church. It has really nothing to do with church membership. We are reaching out to all ladies who are hurting, who need fellowship, who want the things of God, who need the things of the Lord in their lives. And that has been one of the things that has really blessed us about Joy Fellowship. This is our second year of meeting on a monthly basis, every month. And now, I would say in the last 6 months or so, fully a third of the ladies who come to our meetings, and we're running about 100 ladies, we have been in the last several months, about a third of those ladies are guests, people who were invited, people who have heard about it on the radio, Agape Reminders, who've seen it in the newspaper or through our television program.
Well, praise God. It sounds as though you want that Joy Fellowship has a desire to reach out and to minister to other people, not to other women, not just, it's not just our members come, but Amen. Anyone out in the community who's hurting or who just wants to be lifted up.
Amen.
And wants to have fellowship. I know I often like to have Christian fellowship Amen. With other women. It's so neat Amen. To...
As women, we tend to keep things inside a lot and carry a lot of burdens ourselves and the hurts of our whole family.
That's
we
right.
carry on our shoulders. Mm-hmm. And to come together just once a month, this isn't like running around to a million meetings. You know, come together once a month. And to be able to have sisters come around us in the Lord and pray for one another and be able to lay these burdens at the altar of God, that is our mm-hmm. desire. This mm-hmm. is a truly evangelistic type of meeting. We hear testimonies of Praise other God. Women who have been perhaps in the same circumstances that we've been in. They have walked in our shoes. We can identify Praise with God. Them. They can mm-hmm. identify with us. And then to have people of faith to pray and believe with the ladies who come and mix our faith in agreement,
Praise
as the
God.
Word of God says.
Amen.
This is our purpose. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it isn't just a bless me meeting. You know, it is an evangelistic outreach. And the Lord is answering prayer.
Praise
and
God.
And people are coming and just receiving a blessing.
Isn't that marvelous? I know I've been to Joy Fellowship, and I know what a blessing it is.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. I've seen women touched and ministered to. And, you know, so often as women, we have burdens that we wouldn't share
mm-hmm.
if our husbands are around or if there are men around.
Right.
That we just, it's just something that as women, often that we want to talk together
Amen.
About and to share about and to pray. I feel more comfortable being prayed about certain things if there are no men around.
Amen.
And I think that we should realize that God set us apart and that He doesn't mean us to not gather together, but that He does indeed. After all, in mm-hmm. Acts, the women were praying together
Amen.
In the upper room. And as women pray and encourage each other, women can grow. Well, you have a special guest speaker. Tell us about her.
Our speaker this month is Stephanie Lulla from New Iberia. She and her husband are the co-pastors of the Glorious Church of New Iberia. I like that name.
God.
And I've seen Stephanie, I've met her in person. She sings beautifully, and she is a psalmist, she said, which is a blessing. We don't hear many psalmists.
Well, tell us what a psalmist is.
Well, she sings forth with beautiful voice the oracles of the Lord as the Lord gives to her,
Praise
as well as singing regular songs. And when I spoke with her on the phone about, I asked her, now, Stephanie, what is your ministry to women? What mm-hmm. do you feel called to do? And she said, Diane, I feel that I am called into a ministry of exhortation
Praise
to
God.
Women in the body of Christ, to encourage them, to lift them up. And she has such a positive mm-hmm. attitude and a joy just in her voice over the phone. The
Isn't
joy
marvelous?
Of the Lord came forth. And I know that I know that I know that ladies who come to this meeting will be uplifted and just go out with their burdens lifted off and a new joy in their heart.
Praise God. Isn't that marvelous? I can just see in your face. I wish the other women could see. As you speak about her, I can see that feeling of joy that you were touched
Amen.
Just by talking with her. And you know, that's so marvelous. Ladies, you're listening today. If there's something you're saddened about, depressed about, there's a burden that you're carrying right now. Ladies, Diane and I agree with you that you come to this meeting tonight and be touched. Let that burden be lifted off of you because God has no desire for you to carry it alone. He has given you Christian sisters. He's given you sisters in Christ who are willing to pray with you, agree with you. And here's a beautiful young woman coming tonight to just for the sole purpose of lifting you up, of encouraging
Amen.
You in Jesus Christ. That's so exciting
Hallelujah.
To me.
We're excited.
Oh, how often we get stuck in our homes. And I know just this past week, my day was going from 4:30 in the morning to 1 o'clock in the morning. Left very little time for sleep. And, you know, I had to back down and look at my schedule. And God showed me some things, so I had to say, okay, Lord, I've missed some priorities here. Help me to reestablish them. And He has in a remarkable way, praise God. But, you know, we get so busy in our daily life that we fail to put God first. And ladies, I think tonight will be such a marvelous blessing. Would you give us the name of the meeting again, the name of the speaker again, the place, everything we need to know. And ladies, I encourage you, be there tonight. You'll just be blessed right out of your socks. Praise God.
Drusilla, I'd be happy to give that information. The meeting, it's a Joy Fellowship meeting open to all ladies of our area. Anyone who would like to come, we invite you. We'll make you feel welcome. We have welcomers at the door
praise
to help
God.
You welcomed right into your seat.
And they hug so good.
Yeah, they volunteered for that. They
praise
feel
God.
Called to just make people feel mm-hmm. welcome. And it'll be at 6:30 this evening at Northside Assembly of God at 809 East Northern Avenue in Crowley. And nursery will be provided for any age. We have all the ages broken down. They'll be cared for. And there will be finger foods. Now, if you're a guest coming, don't worry about bringing anything to eat. We have plenty of food. You just come and
Amen.
Relax in the Lord. Have
Amen.
A good time.
Well, praise God. That is so exciting. I know you're looking forward to the meeting tonight.
Yeah.
Well, Diane, you know, I've known you for a while, and you're so busy in the Lord, serving God. Yet I see that your family is blessed, too. Now, you have another special ministry. You're the wife of Lawrence Hollams, who's manager of Channel 65. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, tell us what Channel 65 is and what it does for us for Christ.
Amen. I'd be happy to share that with you and the listening audience. Channel 65 is a 24-hour-a-day full gospel Christian television station.
Hallelujah.
That is right here in Crowley.
Praise
now,
God.
We are on Crowley Cable, Cable 2. If you live in Crowley, it's on Cable 2. And we reach out to about a 40-mile radius. Depending on how tall your trees are, mm-hmm. you can catch it on UHF Channel 65 if you're in the area. And we do have local programming. We have several local productions that are on the air, one of which is a ladies program called Women in Touch that is currently run once a month, which highlights our Joy Fellowship meetings.
Praise God. You know, Women in Touch is part of the reason that I'm on the air today mm-hmm. and that I named my program Touching Women. Women in Touch touched me and encouraged me and edified in me another ministry that God spoke to me about, and when he spoke to me about it, he said, this will be touching women. It will work together
Amen.
With
Amen.
Your program and with other programs that minister to women. Praise God. God has so much to give to women today.
Amen.
Women, I encourage you to tune in to Channel 65. You said that is Cable 2.
Cable 2 if you're on cable.
Okay, mm-hmm. and tune in to Channel 65 any time, day or night, and if you have opportunity today to see a program, will Women in Touch play this afternoon
it's
sometime?
It's already played.
It has already played. Last program. Well, I'm sorry, ladies.
Tune in next month.
Amen. Hallelujah. Watch. And if you have any ideas or suggestions, something you might want to hear or see on Women in Touch, I encourage you to call Sister Diane Hollams. Diane, what is that phone number?
783-2185.
Praise God. Well, I'm sorry that we're going to have to cut this interview now, but I just praise God you were able to come today, Diane.
It was a blessing. I was happy to be here.
Oh, praise God. Women, look for those things that you will be ministered to, that you will be ministered by. And I ask that you, if you have a prayer need, that you write to me. Let me agree with you in prayer concerning your burdens, concerning your needs. Let me hear from you today. Just be blessed. Have a blessed time tonight at the meeting, and we shall be with you again tomorrow. Praise God.
Someone who got the extra mile.
You've been listening to Drusilla Crutchfield with today's program of Creative Christian Concepts. Our prayer is that you have been ministered to. This program is a faith ministry of Touching Women Ministries and is supported solely as God leads you to have a part in setting the captives free through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may write Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, zip 77805. That's Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, 77805.